Gelatin. Okay. Simon pay test. This is one of the most lamaisa everyday simon. So, the Gemara in Chulin, Daf Kaf Dalet Amud Beis has Tani Agra Hamua de Rabbi Abba Ofu Vina Necholim Ba'apikori. You can eat chicken and cheese with apikorsos. With Hefkerus. And what does that mean? Without cleaning your hands, without cleaning your mouth. Okay, and they have a whole, continuation of the sugya. We'll take a little piece by piece. If you look at what's the big question there? The big question there is basically machlokas between, Tosos and the Behag, or at least Rabbi Tam and the Behag, versus everyone else. What is the kula here is Rabbi Tam and the Behag, and here is the other Rishon. If Rabbeinu Tam and the Behag had one, then Judaism would be very different. Ofu gvina necholim ba'apikorin. What does that mean? You can eat ofu gvina with abandon, right? Ofu gvina necholim ba'apikorin. What does that mean? So Rabbeinu Tam and the Behag says it means Achar kach gvina, or gvina, of achar kach gvina, is perfectly mutter. You don't have to wait. You don't even have to wash your hands and your mouth between chicken and milchik. No waiting after chicken. You're not flinching after chicken. And obviously, kol shekein, could be more later on. Gvina acharof. That's what Rabbeinu Tam and the Behag say. They say after chicken, you don't have to wait. And obviously, after cheese, before chicken, you don't have to wait, because that's always more bacon. However, what do all the other Rishonim say? All the other Rishonim, all, at least the vast majority of the Rishonim, say, no, Ofu Gvina is a little dachuk. You would have said, Ofu Gvina is what order? Ofu Gvina, right? But most of the other Rishonim say, no, that way, okay, they have the reasons they say no. Of V'achar Kach Gvina Tzarech L'Hamtid. You have to wait. The kula is only gvina v'achar kach of. That is mutter. Oh, what's the kula? The gvina v'achar kach of is mutter. You never have to wait after cheese. So they say, well, follow the next line of the Gemara. V'lo netil shadayim uvelo. What's the lashon of kinuach hapeh? Mutter without washing. Here, I'm going to include washing your let's put it in. Mutter, Bli, Netilas Yadayim, Vikinuach, Hapeh. Okay. Now, out of this comes, however, you could have denied this, but out of this comes another fundamental machlokas. Says the Gemara. What is the next thing the Gemara says? The next thing the Gemara discusses how you have to wash your hands and wash your mouth and clean your mouth. We'll get back to that. Then the Gemara says, on Kofheim and Aleph, let me read it to you, with it before, after all the details of cleaning. It says right here, Amar v'chista achol basar achol asar lechol kvina, kvina mocha lechol basar. You can't have cheese after meat, but you can have meat after cheese. Okay, what does this mean? Says Rav Chista, Achal basar. Basar meaning behema. Asar lechol gvina. Achal gvina. Mutter lechol basar. This flows a little from the previous line because we said, of gvina, you don't have to wash your hands in your mouth. What's the diuk? Basar gvina, you don't have to wash your hands in your mouth. Well, what order? So the chorin should be the same order. Now, chalam b'avikurin, let me just add, velo netila shedayim, uvelo kinoach hapeh. So, what does Rebbe Tam Mahat say? They say that was referring to of and achar kav gvina. You don't have to wash your hands and clean your mouth. What's the diuk? Asar achar kav gvina, you do have to wash your hands and clean your mouth. So, what does this mean? Again, don't tell anyone I told you this, say it. Rabbi, where they'll say Rebbe Tam's a former reform rabbi, which they said the shaita, you know, when Rebbe Tam was matur b'shas hachakim, he married on Shabbos. They said, how can you listen to him? He's the guy who is matur chametz on Pesach, right? Because he says chametz about the b'shishim, there's no sir mashim. So, what does Rebbe Tam say here? It says Rebbe Tam, what does it mean? Ochel basar asur lechol gvina. It's asur unless you wait. The Gemara talks about waiting, but then it's not a good parallel. Between chicken and milk, you don't have to wash your hands and clean your mouth. So between meat and milk, you do have to wash your hands and clean your mouth. What's the point of washing your hands and cleaning your mouth? You have to wait anyway. So he says, you could have given other answers. Or, do netilas yadayim v'kinuach hapeh. From meat to cheese, you could either wait or clean yourself. Meaning, turning time to bahag, not only don't you have to wait from chicken to milchik. You don't even have to wait from meat to milchik if you wash your hands and clean your mouth. Sorry, thank you. Appreciate that. Okay, and what about from vina to basar? Mutter without tilas yadayim v'kinu achapeh. Okay, that is the two kulas which flow from each other in reading the Pshat and the Sugya. After chicken, you don't have to clean your hands and mouth. After meat, you do have to clean your hands and mouth. What about bleeding? You either wait or clean your hands and mouth. Okay, Basir. Maybe you're right. One second. Do you have the wine for me? We're in the time of Farish. To also Ali Baloni Tilikinoch. Tilikinoch Shari Obinim. Baloni Tilik. No, he says Baloni Tilikinoch. We're in the time. He says Achal Gvina Motelechol Basar Af Baloni Tilikinoch. But then he says, okay. Okay, you're right. So he changed his mind at the end. Mutter, at least, without kinua chapeh. Right? It's not, someone changed their mind. Unclear whether you mean til zedayim. Fair. Okay. Now, but what do all the other mishnayos say? They say no. Achol basar. Asar. Until you wait. Right? There's no such thing as cleaning. You just have to wait. Achol gvina, mutter lechol basar, mutter with tilas yadayim v'kinuach hapeh. Why? Because basically there's some case where basar needs tilas yadayim v'kinuach hapeh and oaf doesn't. Most rishonim say that's the case when the milchik was first. Milchik first, you still need to clean your mouth. But for oaf, you don't. But the place you first, you need to wait 6 hours. Mutter? Yeah, it's also until you do that. Right. But I want this. Right. Okay. How do we paskin when it comes to this machlokes? Even though Rabbi Tam is very chashuv with the Bahag, sometimes you show them say is like called Tvar, different Kabbalah, the Gaonim, etc. Lemaisa, this doesn't make it into the future halachic discourse. This sheet is ignored in Gamrei. Lemaisa, no one paskins like this. All the discussions on halacha all start from the other Rishonim. All the discussion on halacha all start from the other Rishonim. They all assume that after meat or chicken, you have to wait. The difference in meat and chicken is if you have milk at first and then meat or chicken. Chicken, you don't have to clean your hands and mouth. And meat, you do have to clean your hands and mouth. So, Isaac, I will ask you to take picture this board because we're going to erase this board. And now we're going to start from scratch because this sheet was totally nitfit. How do we know this? So, for example, says the Shulchan Aruch in the beginning, "Achal basar afilu shel chayiv ha'of lo yochal gvina achrav." If you eat basar, even of a chayiv ha'of, you can't eat cheese afterwards. Even if you clean yourself, achi yisha she shows until you wait 6 hours. Okay, so we paskin, and no one. You know, someone argues whether it's 6 hours or it's less than 6 hours, but no one argues that even after oath, you have to wait. And it's if base, he says, we'll get to it. Acha gvina, if you eat gvina first, then you can eat basar if you clean your hands and mouth. And if you want to eat oath, you don't have to do anything. So we pass like you're the Rishonim. Now let us erase this board and start again. Now that we know the grammar. What are the ground rules again? After meat or chicken, you have to wait. After milking, you don't have to do anything to eat chicken, but you have to clean everything to eat meat. So what is the questions that we have to deal with? The first question we have to deal with is, what do we say? We say that achal, basar, or oaf, you have to wait. How do we know you have to wait? And that's what Chizda meant by, after basar, it's asri gvina. How long do you have to wait? So this is a gemara. Says the gemara, it's not so clear, meaning one day in Tosfos says, this is just a personal chumra, but we assume that this is the accepted minhag slash halacha. Says Mar Okfa, if I'm not mistaken, ana lo hamil sachal bar chamer l'gabi ava, di lo ava ki eva achol bisra, idna lo ava achol gvina, ad lo machar ad hashta, di lo ana baha sudasa hud lo achilna, lo sudasa achrisa, achilna. I am vinegar, the son of wine. I have nothing compared to my father. When he ate meat, he would wait 24 hours before milchik. But I just wait from suda to suda. He just waits from suda to suda. How long? Mi suda le suda. Okay. What does, how long is mi suda le suda? So what's the fundamental machlokas here? What does Tosfos say? How long is suda le suda? However long from suda to suda until you start a new suda, right? Mar Okva says, I'm nothing compared to my father. He would wait 24 hours and I wait from suda to suda. How long is that? So, says Tosfos, right here, Afilu alter mishilat ha-shulchan ha-bireith, says Tosfos, just end the meal. It's not a time, it just means a new suda. Says, however, the Rambam and most Rishonim, Rambam and many Rishonim, let's say, many Rishonim, fair enough. Says the Rambam and others, he says, nope, 6 hours. Where did he get 6 hours from? How do you know 6 hours? Well, how many meals did they eat in those days?
That's normally how long they waited between meals.
And how long they wait between meals? Well, Mar Okva was probably a Talmud Chacham. Not probably. He was definitely a Talmud Chacham. When does a Talmud Chacham eat his lunch? Who remembers the Gemara in Beitza and other places?
The sixth hour.
Sixth hour. He eats his lunch the sixth hour of the day. It means he finishes at noontime. And when does everyone eat dinner? At nightfall. Right? So that's 6 hours later. So that's where he got, everyone assumes that's where he got the 6 hours. I mean, there's no other good possibility. It's caution. That's the right answer. So he says 6 hours. Okay. What's the other machlokas? The other machlokas is, let's call it 6 hours for now. Why wait 6 hours? Why do you have to wait? If you tell me you have to clean your mouth, I understand. Clean your mouth. There might be bits of food in there. If you tell me you have to wash your hands, I understand. There might be bits of food in your hands. Why do you have to wait 6 hours? Okay, what are the two shitas here? Why do you have to wait 6 hours? Whose sheet is that? The Rambam. Where does he get it from? Because the Gemara says you have to wait after meat. And then Rav Ada, whoever it was, Rav Chis says you have to wait after meat. And Rav Achabar Yosef asked Rav Chisda, what about meat between your teeth? And he said to him, Habasar Odenu Ben Shinehem, a pasuk from Amos, if I'm not mistaken. The meat is between their teeth. That shows when it's between your teeth, it's meat. So the Rambam puts two and two together and says, well, if the line after, you have to wait after meat, is something about meat between your teeth, then obviously that's connected. So says the Rambam, Basar Shebein Hashinayim, the meat between your teeth is considered meat, and meat gets stuck between your teeth. We know, I don't know if anyone ever had steak, often you'll find meat between your teeth a little later. Okay, but what does Rashi say? Exactly. Rashi says, no. I know the next line is that meat between your teeth. Okay, so they were discussing because it was all about meat. It's all about meat and milk. So one question was waiting 6 hours. There was a different question about meat between your teeth. But you don't wait 6 hours because of meat between your teeth. We don't assume you have meat between your teeth. Most of the time, 99% of the time, you don't have meat between your teeth. Why do you have to wait 6 hours, says Rashi? Mishum the basar motzi shuman, it has this fattiness, when nidbak your pen, it sticks in your mouth, and marich betamo, the taste lasts a long time, says Rashi. Betamo, the taste lasts a long time in your mouth. Okay, what's the nafkamina between Rashi and the? What's the nafkamina between Rashi and the Rambam? Maybe if you brush your teeth, interesting. But let's assume we make a low plug. Even if you brush your teeth, we're still going to be machmer. Exactly, meaning even before the Achronim, the Torah implies these are the nafkaminas, correct? The Achronim give two classic nafkaminas. What is the nafkamina? One is, if you, what is the order of the Shulchan Aruch? Let's see. What if you matzah basar bein shinav achar sheishos? What if you find meat between your teeth more than 6 hours later? So now, according to Rashi, what does the Gemara say? Meat between your teeth counts as meat. There's nothing to do with time, right? It's not connected to waiting. So if meat between your teeth is meat, meat between your teeth is meat. So, sarach lehasiro lechol vina, because it's still meat. But according to the Rambam, because for Rashi, the part about meat between your teeth was totally unconnected to the part about waiting. Waiting has no role in meat between your teeth. Different sugya. But for the Rambam, the reason you wait is for meat between your teeth. Now just ask an obvious question. How does waiting help for meat between your teeth? If there's meat between your teeth, what does 6 hours do? So all the Mefarshim assume, you don't have to say this, they assume, what does 6 hours help for meat between your teeth when the Rambam connects them? In 6 hours, the meat between your teeth gets so digested, you know, your saliva has enzymes that start digesting food. Not in 1 minute, not in 1 hour. In 6 hours, it loses its status of meat. Because the Rambam connects waiting to meat in your teeth. So waiting must have an effect on meat in your teeth. And therefore, you don't have to remove it because it's become parif after 6 hours. because the Rambam has to have some connection between waiting meat between your teeth. What does the waiting do? Well, the waiting meat's a parv. Okay, how about the next daf? What's called Lois Latinok. What does Lois Latinok mean? If you want to have a baby and you want to give your baby meat, you can't just give your baby a piece of meat. Your baby will choke, chas v'shalom. It's hard to chew. The baby doesn't have teeth. What do? So you put your meat in some sort of grinder or food processor or whatever, and you mush it up and feed it to your baby. In those days, they didn't have all the food processor and everything, so what did they do if they wanted to give meat to the baby? They would have a human food processor. They would chew the meat till it was nice and soft and safe, and then they would give it to the baby. Okay, sounds gross. I don't know, you share germs with your baby anyway, what's the big deal? Okay, sounds not so appetizing, pre-chewed meat. But most of the things the babies eat probably aren't so appetizing to us. So, what if you chew meat, but you don't swallow it? Right? That's the chop. You don't swallow it. So, according to the Rambam, should you have to wait 6 hours? Well, yeah, the whole problem is meaning your teeth. When you chew, you're using your teeth. Right? But what about according to Rashi? Will the taste stay a long time in your mouth? So, who says what according to Rashi? Who's the Das Yachid here? The Levosh. The Shach quotes the Levosh says not enough to be no. Says the Levosh. Also, Tzarech Lahamatim. Not enough to be no. Rashi, the Rambam. Everyone says Tzarech Lahamatim. Everyone says you have to wait 6 hours. Why? Because your mouth is ma'arich betamo. Once it goes in your mouth and you chew it, the taste lasts a long time. But everyone else disagrees. The Torah is obviously disagreeing because he makes it into a nafkamina. He implies strong, it's a nafkamina. The Machaber implies strong, it's a nafkamina. The Shach says it's a nafkamina. Says the Shach, Alki, the Torah, and the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shach, Eino Tzarech Lahamtin, it's a nafkamina. You have to make this a nafkamina because the Torah and the Machaber and all the other Achronim made it sound like a nafkamina. Why? Because they say, no, it's the throat that is Ma'arich Batamo. And therefore, if you didn't swallow it, there's no Ma'arich Batamo, and it's no problem, and it's you don't have to wait according to Rashi. Okay. What are some other nafkaminas? So another nafkamina comes up. Again, you could deny this, but the discussion in Sif Gimel, the first Ramon Sif Gimel says, V'shuman shalbasar dinu kvas raso. What if you eat, not meat, but meat fat? Shuman shalbasar. Whatever they used to call in the old days, schmaltz. Right? What if you have fat. Ochal shuman shalbasar. Do you have to wait or not? What should the Rambam say? Do you have to wait? No, because there's nothing between your teeth. So some people will say, well, maybe the Rambam would say it's a little plug of a minute, whatever the simple shot is. You don't have to wait. But what should Rashi say? What were the magic words in Rashi? Why does it have a long taste? Because of Shuman. Rashi says it's the Shuman that makes it the long taste. I might have guessed that also. Okay. So it says Rashi, Pashut Sarafahamti. That is another nafkamina. Not saying these are all the nafkaminas. I'll just point out one other potential nafkamina that the Achronim. One other potential nafkamina that the Achronim bring up. What if you eat potential nafkamina? The famous, yeah. Shuman is fat, not oil, right? Shuman is fat. The fat that comes out of the meat, but if you eat only the fat, you're eating the fat that came out of the meat, right? What's the difference if you eat the meat and the fat comes out, or you just take the fat and eat it? Yes, but the meat doesn't have, the meat itself doesn't have the long-lasting taste. It's the fat that has the long-lasting taste. So think about it. If meat with fat inside has long-lasting taste, pure fat for sure. Another nafkamina the Achronim discuss could be this homer of hard cheese. What about hard cheese? Gvina kasha. What about hard cheese? So they suggest this could be, one second. Actually, it's not such a great nefilim, because it's against the Maharam. But says the Taz, at least. This is what the Taz says. It's not so pashut. Says the Taz. The Taz says this is a nafkamina. According to the Rambam, we're not worried about cheese stuck between your teeth. Why? Because Rav Acha Bar Yosef asked Rav Chisda, what about meat between your teeth? What did he answer them? Did he answer them that misvara, it still counts as meat? What did he say? Because there is a custom that counts as meat. Also, he didn't mention it. He says the Taz, this is a big fit. This is not so much. He says, well, meat between your teeth counts as meat, but cheese between your teeth doesn't count. Cheese between your teeth is part. Okay, it's a big chiddush of the Taz. Says the Taz, he says right here, nearly as dietius, all time around, shakarti, beisha, simish, vachilos, gvina, harbos, and shabbos, and shinaim, all time, etc., etc. Ef shalom, rekan, bachol, gvina, less is or lefel, bosser, kwerecha. The gamma bosser, and shinaim, lava, karina, be bosser, ilap, be goli, one crab, bosser, den, ben, shinaim. Says the Taz, as the Taz, Eino Tzarech Lehamtin. Because cheese between your teeth doesn't count as cheese. Once it's between your teeth, it's not cheese. But says the Taz from Rashi, Tzarech Lehamtin, says the Taz, because the taste lasts. Hard cheese has a very, very strong taste, and it lasts a long time. But Eino Tzarech Lehamtin, he says, because it doesn't count. It's not, no xeris akasav. However, did the Maharam of Gutenberg agree with this, Taz? It's funny. All the whole thing you started with, my Maharam was the first person to talk about this. What did Maharam of Gutenberg say? He was machmer on hard cheese, what? Or cheese, or hard cheese. Why? He once found cheese stuck between teeth many hours later. Obviously, he held it to be machmer on cheese for the Rambam's reason. Right? So, this is, the Taz thinks this is enough, Gamina. It says the Maharam, not the Achron Maharam, like the one next to the Marsha. Rishon Maharam in Rittenberg, right? The pillar of Rishon Ashkenaz, the Rebbe of the Rush, and the Mordechai, and the Hagos Maimonios, and lots of other people you've heard of. Says the Maharam in Rittenberg. He says, nope, Tzarech Lehamtin. What's the Machlokes? He apparently thinks, just like meat between your teeth counts as meat, cheese between your teeth counts as cheese. The Taz thinks, no, cheese between your teeth doesn't count as cheese. Nothing in your teeth counts as food unless there's xeris akasav. Okay, so the liquid that comes out of meat is similar enough to this nafkamina. Ground meat is an interesting one. After all, ground meat... Actually, are you sure it doesn't get stuck between your teeth? Hot dog is not ground meat. Hot dog is bakoshi meat. Hamburgers? I don't know. Can ground chopped meat get stuck between your teeth? Yeah. Not as much as steak, but I think it can.
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, it could very well be, unless you're going to say, well, it's a low plug because, like, we can't, like, take every degree of processing into account. Okay. So, let us see how we paskin. Let's start the machaber. Ready? Start the machaber. Achal basar afil shalchai va'ov lo yochal kvina achrav ad sheyisha sheish shams. Okay, out of the machaber. Paskin. Like the Rambam. Okay, not such a chiddush. Basically, all the Sephardi Rishonim say like the Rambam. Continuing. Va'afilam shah kishir, even after 6 hours of yesh, boshar b'in shnayim tzarech lasiro. If there's meat between your teeth, you have to remove it. How do we paskin? Even after 6 hours, you have to remove the meat between your teeth, like Rashi. Valois Latino Tzarech Lehamtin. And if you chew meat for a baby, you have to wait. Like the Rambam. Well, Bush wants to say, and just passing like Rashi, based on his lumdus. Right? But we don't assume like that's not. The Mechaber didn't mean to just passing like Rashi. What did the Mechaber mean to say? It's pretty clear. Already back in Iran, etc. The Mechaber meant to say we're Machmer both ways. We are Machmer both ways in this Machlokas. We're machmer both ways in this machlokas. And that's what we accepted. The accepted psak is we are machmir both ways. We're not sure what the reason is. Both reasons are a little chodesh, you know. Both reasons are, you know, unlikely problems that would happen. So we're not sure who's right. We're machmir both ways.
Why do we assume that just throwing a few weeks of tariff means that after the tariff, we assume that it means that it's only built by meat. We never said it's just a week.
Well, hold on a second. Think about this. The Rambam says you have to wait 6 hours because there might be meat between your teeth. We're always worried there might be there, right? So it's a fact we're worried it might be there. After 6 hours, now I can have cheese. But we know I'm worried there might be meat there. So why can I have cheese after 6 hours? Don't say we're not worried there's meat there. We know we are. But then I could eat after 1 or 2 hours if I check my teeth. The Rambam says you can't check your teeth. Meaning we don't rely on that. No, the Rambam thinks it means until it's digested. Now, I was wondering, like, maybe the Rambam could just say, we're closer to the meat between your teeth, but after 6 hours, there's probably no more meat left between your teeth. You know, and then you'd be right. But none of the Mepharshim say that way. All of the Mepharshim assume that, no, if the odds of meat between your teeth after 1 hour are 2%, after 3 hours, 2%, after 7 hours, 2%, after 8 hours, 2%. So if there's still a 2% odds of meat between your teeth, that's what the Mepharshim assume. Why is it what they're after 6 hours? So they feel they have no choice but to say that, and you could have said, no, the odds go down after 6 hours. You know, because you would have noticed it by now, would have fallen out by now, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, but the Mepharshim, I don't know why they could have assumed what you said, but they assume, no, the odds after 7 hours are the same as the odds after 3 hours. So why is it mutter? It must be that it's a halos of digestion. Okay, I don't know why they couldn't have said a different shot in the Rambam. All of them, unfortunately, I've seen say that shot. I'm sure you can find someone someplace who says like you. But all the mainstream unfortunately I've seen say that shot. That's life.
Why are we not here for modern time that like 10 hours? You had something that was like really meaty, like 10 hours later.
No, the assumption is even the worst things only last 6 hours.
What if you know? Like I've had meat before where like way later in the day. So.
Meaning what if you know you're in an exceptional situation?
Yeah.
So should you have to be machmir or not? So it's what? More than 6 hours? So that's a fascinating question. I guess this has to, this, it's not clear to me. I don't have a clear answer because this depends on something which is discussed by the Achronin. So what if there's taste in your mouth? There's not actual meat in your mouth. So, Rav Shlomo Kluger says, Mashot Tov Tam Vadas, well, it's also because it seems like meat and milk if you have the taste of meat and you eat cheese. It's not really basr b'chalav. So it's more of like a gzeira to basr b'chalav, something that seems like basr b'chalav. So it's a gzeira. So now the question becomes, when they make a gzeira, we say lo plug l'chumra and gzeiras. Maybe we should all say lo plug l'kul. If they said 6 hours. Then even if the time's gone after 4 hours, I still have to wait six. And even if the time lasts 9 hours, I still have to wait six. Because maybe the nature of gzeiras is, they just say a lo plug. My intuition is, you could have seen it two ways. You could have said they made a gzera and anyone with taste of meat in their mouth. But that's not the lashon of the Gemara. Lashon of the Gemara is they made a gzera to wait. So, and somehow we assume that's suda l'suda. So, my intuition is that I would remake all in that case. The gzera was based on the average case. And you don't have to take your own circumstances into account. Because it's not like it's an issue of rice if you taste meat. Just a gzera anyway. They only goes there in a manageable, measurable way. You know, low plug, but I can't prove it. No. We don't have to assume there is, just if you find. Okay, continuing. In the Ramah, the Matzah, Charkach, Basar, Shemini, Shinaim, Masiro, what if after 6 hours you find meat between your teeth and take it out? Sarkla, DF, Pib, Kodum, Shiochol, Kvina. If you do, since we are not like Rashi, you do find a string of meat between your teeth. After 6 hours, remove it. It's not enough to remove it. It still might have some schmutz left. You also have to wash your mouth. After you remove it, you don't have to wait another 6 hours, says the chef, but you have to wash your mouth. And the Shatz Vandala says, wash your mouth means lot to wash your mouth. It's really just shorthand for wash and wipe your mouth. Okay, we'll define wiping your mouth soon. You need pinuach v'hatach. The yesh omer. Okay, now says the Rama. The yesh omer. The yesh omer, says the Rama. The ancient one hamnu sheishol shorak miyanim silek ubirach birvza mazom mochal kinuach v'hatach. Some people say that you don't have to wait 6 hours, just if you bench, then it's mutter, although you have to do kinuach ve'adacha. Okay, not so clear that it means you have to do kinuach ve'adacha, but let's assume, at least be machmer, right? So it's mutter if you bench and do kinuach ve'adacha. What does the Rama say? You just have to finish your meal, right? This is the Rama. Just have to start a new meal. Okay, but if only 3 minutes elapsed, then you also have to, you have to wash your hands and wash and dry your head and wipe your mouth, etc. What's the minhag? This is the Ramah Alpidin. But what does the Ramah say Alpi minhag? To the best of my knowledge, no one follows that Ramah. No type of Jew nowadays, however weird they are, follows the Ramah Alpidin Tosfos. The Ramah says it's not the minhag. What's the minhag Ashkenaz? V'minhag Alpashim Dinos Eilu Lahamten Akrikilas Basar Shah Achas. The minhag, pasha means widespread. The minhag Ashkenaz, everywhere in the time of the Ramah was to wait 1 hour. But and then to eat cheese. To wait 1 hour. You also have to bench to be able to eat tosos. I mean, the 1 hour is not instead of tosos. It's in addition to tosos. Right? The azab ksuda chers, when you bench, it's like a new meal. The mocho lechol de remekil, that you can then eat according to tosos or meko. But below birks the muzzle, mahani and tanashah, without birks the muzzle, an hour doesn't work. The achronim right, even 6 hours doesn't work without benching. Maybe Tosus is right and you need benching. The ein chelok in Himtin, that's what the Shach says in Sifkatan. Even 6 hours, even all day long, doesn't help. If you don't bench, you have to be guilty close to the benching. Doesn't matter if you wait the hour before benching or afterwards. Like you can wait an hour and then bench, or bench and then wait an hour. If you find meat between your teeth after an hour, you have to remove it. Okay, that's obvious. Even after 6 hours, if you find meat between your teeth, you have to remove it. Certainly after 1 hour. Okay, let's put this Rama down. Rama says the minhag is 1 hour. Okay, where does 1 hour come from? Hey, if it takes 1 hour, what kind of Jews still do the original minhag Ashkenaz? The Dutch Jews still wait 1 hour like the original minhag Ashkenaz. I don't know how many Dutch Jews there are left by now. I have to admit, I haven't met a ton of, I mean, unfortunately, you know, there were once a lot of Dutch Jews, and unfortunately, the Holocaust happened. I must admit, the Dutch minhagim are not terribly strong nowadays. I haven't met a lot of Dutch Jews who keep all the Dutch minhagim, just like you can try to hold on to that 1 hour. Okay, if you're a real Dutch Jew, then you only keep 1 hour, and you do what everyone did in the days of the Rama. What's the svar for 1 hour? If it takes 1 hour, where did 1 hour come from? Right? Meaning, the Gemara says from Suda to Suda. If you want to say 6 hours, that makes sense. That's from a meal to a meal. If you want to say it's not a time, it's just a new meal, that makes sense. From a meal to a meal. But 1 hour is for sure not for... No one waits an hour between meals. Right? And that's very... You know,
the Mepharshim said it's a pshara.
What?
The Mepharshim said it's a pshara.
Right. There are more quotes in the Maharai. Nagol Sharidura. What do you mean by a pshara? Let's say it a little better. What do you mean? What do you mean pshara? A pshara means it's actually like halfway Mekayim Tosfos and halfway Mekayim the Rambam. Say it a little sharper. That what's the swerve of 1 hour? Really? You just have to bench. But then a minhag to add an hour just as a chumrah. That's what it sounds like in the Dark Yom Moshe. 1 hour plus end the meal. What's the svara? So there are three shitas what the svara is. One is The Darkei Moshe. That's what I think, if I heard Ben clearly, said the Rama said. He meant to the Darkei Moshe. Says the Darkei Moshe, it's really like Tosos, they just had a Chumrah. Like, you're allowed to have whatever Chumrah you want, right? You can't invent a Kula, there's no basis in Halacha. But if you want, you can invent a Chumrah, there's no basis in Halacha. We know the Rav didn't like saying Menahagim are no basis in Halacha. Like, okay, other people are not the Rav. And they said that it was that was okay. And the word Pshara is, Ben took the word Pshara from here. Rabin Nogin Lahakel, but also Pshara Midait Mohammed Shah Achal Achazudas Basar. They make a Pshara, they invented it. Midaito. And what does he say? Even though there's no reason for this whatsoever, he says, well, if it's really much without an hour, you can't stop them from adding an hour. Pshara Midaito, just stop them in Lahakmir. What's this? Pshara says the dark emotion, none. It's just Tosfos plus an invented Kumra or Pshara, right? It's really the Tosfos. If they can do it without waiting an hour, then they could say, we decided to wait an hour. Dessert is a suda?
I don't know.
It doesn't sound very healthy to me. I don't think dessert is a suda. Can anyone think of another svara? There are two other svaras in the first.
The Zohar.
The Zohar, right? That's the one that is on. Anyone think of another svara? As long as I'm asking. But how does an hour make you leave a suda? Okay. Before we get to the Zohar, which is, might be the best of Shara, the Chachmas Adam. I didn't bring it here. I should have printed it out. The Chachmas Adam makes something up, which is a beautiful, amazing shot, except for 12 minutes. Says the Chachmas Adam, what's your ego? How long does it take to digest food? 72 minutes, which is around an hour. Says the Chachmas Adam, the minute of an hour is so that the meat will get digested. So it takes 72 minutes to digest the meat. And that makes a lot of sense. You want the meat to be digested, so it won't have any effect on you anymore. What? I don't remember in his lashon. It could be both. If the meat is in your teeth, it'll be digested. If it's in your throat with a taste, it'll be digested. If it's in your stomach, it'll be digested. Basically, the meat cannot have any effect on you once it's digested. It takes 72 minutes to digest. How do we get an hour? Well, we round off, if you assume, which is not what most people assume, that you're not going to measure the hour exactly. Probably you'll have some side dishes after the meat. Maybe you'll bench. Then you'll start counting an hour, and then you'll go wash, and you'll start having your bread, etc. You know, an hour is around 72 minutes. That's obviously the weak point of the Chachmas Adam. Otherwise, it would be obviously correct. If it was 60 and 60 or 72 and 72, you'd say, plush, and he's right. Right, the weak point is he has to finesse 12 minutes. But an hour is around 72 minutes. After all, you're not going to make Menhagim 72 minutes. So you make an hour. So again, except for that 12 minutes, it's perfect. Says the Chachmas Adam that 72 minutes is sheer equal the amount of time it takes to digest. Which again, it's hard to believe that's really the origin of Menhag, just because 72 and 60 are not really the same. Right, it's 20%, it's 20% off, right? That's already on up. So what's maybe the best shot? Says Binyamin the Zohar, who on the daf says that that's the reason? What? The Gra says the grubs have gotten vav, the minag, etc. Benuyi al derei Zohar parshas mishpatim, the kol man the achal hay milch lekachada b'shaitachad b'zadasachada v'chulei. Okay. Why does he say v'chulei? You know, I guess maybe the Shulchan Aruch family audiences. He didn't want to scare anyone. If you actually look at the Zohar says, meaning he brought the halachic relevant parts. The Zohar says, anyone who eats these two things, meat and milk, kechada, together, obashat achada, or in one shah, obasudat achada, or in one suda, v'chulei, terrible, terrible things happen to them. I'm not a big kobol, but basically, bad things happen to them, bad things happen to their kids, etc. Basically, I'll be the Zohar. If you accidentally ate meat and milk together, then, go get some birth control. Because, any kids you have will be, from the side of evil, etc., etc. It's very bad, right? You don't want to go there. Okay, says the Zohar, though, together. You know what together means? Together. One meal. Okay, one meal. We already have in Tosos, right? The idea of meal. That's what we're in the Gemara. Shat achada. What does shat achada mean? So, of course, what does sha'achas mean in Lashon Chazal? What are the two possible meanings of sha'achas in Chazal language? Could be one moment, like at one time, or it could mean 1 hour. Sometimes shah means literally an hour, and sometimes it just means a time. So does he mean you eat it at one time? Or does he mean you eat it in 1 hour? We're not sure what the Zohar means. So says the Gra, the Zohar means an hour. And if the Zohar means an hour, then that's the makor for Minig Ashkenaz, right? That's actually the best shot because he actually found a makor that has the word hour. Now, maybe it doesn't mean hour, but maybe it does, right? Meaning, this might not be shot in the Zohar, but it might be shot in the Zohar. Now, for the Gra thinks it's shot in the Zohar, very reasonable, right? Says the Gra, it's Alpi the Zohar who says, B'shat achada, you shouldn't eat them in 1 hour. You shouldn't eat them in 1 hour, then you have to wait an hour, right? That's, I don't know historically, just because the best shot doesn't mean that's really what happened. You know, you have to go back in history and look at the people who lived at the time they started this minhag and see what their reason was. Maybe their reason wasn't what we think is the most logical one. Maybe the reason is like the Dark Enosha says. But if I had to guess, I think the Gra is the best shot because he's the only person who actually found any early makor that has the word hour in it. No, I'm sure it was after. I don't know, shat achada. Now again, shat achada might mean at one time. But it's not so posh. It says kechada or b'shat achada. Together or b'shat achada. If shat achada means one time is awfully similar to together. It sounds a little redundant. Now you can say, no, together means mamash cooked together in one dish. At one time means in your plate, not cooked into one dish. But it's not a bad shot in the Zohar to say kechada means together at the same time. B'shat achada means in 1 hour. Oh, it doesn't say that anywhere in Shas. Half the things in the Zohar doesn't say in Shas, right? The Zohar is allowed to be Mechadish things that aren't found in Shas. No, his reason is I'll be so. No, that's not a valid question on the Zohar. If you want to not follow the Zohar, that's a different story, right? You could say, I'm a Maimonidean rationalist and I don't follow the Zohar, and wonderful. But the whole chop of the Zohar is that half the things of the Zohar are not found in Shas. Why? Because Shas is Nigla and Zohar is Nistar. Again, you can hold everyone philosophically about the Zohar. I'm not telling you what to believe philosophically. I'm just telling you like how the system works. The system works that even things that are not found in Nigla are found in Nistar and they don't have to have a Mokar in Nigla. How did it get into Halacha? That's a fascinating question. How come some things it says in the Zohar don't make it into Halacha? Some things that it said in the Zohar do make it into halacha. So the answer is that, the real answer is, it's called minhag. If there are certain passages in the Zohar that the minhag was not that everyone followed, then it doesn't become halacha, that only Mekubalim followed that. There are certain things in the Zohar that only Mekubalim are machbed on. But if there's something found in the Zohar that became the minhag, then it makes it into halacha. The general rule is that you have to follow everything in the Zohar. Again, I mean philosophically, do you have to, or if you're mystical, Madriga, etc. I mean, how luckily do you have to follow everything in the Zohar? The answer is, depends on the minhag. If the minhag is to follow this, you have to follow it. If the minhag is not to, then you don't. Maverick, even some things that weren't in the Zohar made it into minhag, right? Like the Isser to walk 4 amos when you get up in the morning without Matil Shadayim, which is not in the Zohar. There's one obscure sefer, I mean obscure now, it's a little more popular then, that says, I found in the Zohar that you're not allowed to walk Dalet Amos without Negel Basra in the morning. And so that made it into a lot of sifrim and hagim. It's a very common minhag nowadays, even though it's not in the Zohar. Although we've gotten very firm recently. Like in the last 20 years, they started putting it to the Zohar. Just that no one should have problems with their Muna. What? He might say what parsha, I don't remember. So anyway, but that's not our topic now. That's one of the reasons why Rav Avadya is not super makbid on this, because he says, I'm super makbid on everything in the Zohar. I'm a good Sephardi, people say. But it's not really in the Zohar. It's just found in one Ashkenazi Sefer who claimed it was in the Zohar, so he had a bad copy of the Zohar.
Why does that bind me?
Okay, fine. But that's not our topic now. We are going to discuss washing your hands, but not that kind of washing your hands. So, that is the three pshatim. I think it was the best pshat, but it doesn't matter what the best pshat is, that's the pshat. Now, of course, what minhag is missing from the page? What?
3 hours.
The minhag of 3 hours. Right? So, okay. We'll just go here. This is one minhag. This is second minhag. This is the third minhag. D is what we call the minhag Ashkenaz. By Ashkenaz, I mean different people mean different things by Ashkenaz. Most of us, by Ashkenaz, we mean Ashkenazim who are not Sephardim. Right? But if you start talking about minhag Ashkenaz to a Yekka, he will, you know, he might physically injure you. Because he says Poland and Russia are not Ashkenaz. That's minhag Poland. Minhag Ashkenaz is what we do in Ashkenaz. Ashkenaz means Germany. Right? So the minhag, that's a quotation marks Ashkenaz, meaning the minhag of German Jews, what we call Yekin, is, as everyone knows, is 3 hours. Okay. Where did the minhag of 3 hours come from that the Yekkas say? What's the svara for that? So the minhag of the Yekkas is 3 hours. What's the svara of the minhag of Yekkas of 3 hours? So, there's one makor that is, that I don't buy. I you can look it up if you want. There's a sefer called Itzer V'Heter of Rabbeinu Yerucham. That may or may not have been written by Rabbeinu Yerucham. Rabbeinu Yerucham was, he was a Talmud of the Rosh. One of the Rishonim who wrote a book that no one ever looks up nowadays. It's organized in ways that do not correspond to the way we organize things nowadays. But it was a very chash halacha sefer. The Rish Yosef quotes Rabbeinu Yerucham all the time. Meaning Rabbeinu Yerucham was one of the pillars of halacha. And there's a book called Isser V'Heter Rabbeinu Yerucham. Remember I said, everyone, a summary of Isser V'Heter by Rabbeinu Yerucham. It may or may not really be by Rabbeinu Yerucham, but it doesn't matter. It's a very old sefer. Right? If it's not from Rabbeinu Yerucham, it's from someone from, you know, more than 500 years ago. And in there, someone discovered, in the Isser V'Heter Rabbeinu Yerucham, it says 3 hours between meat and milk. That's the mucker of the Yekkas. Okay, it's not true. I'm not going to go through all the scholarly analysis with you now, but it's Pashut, it's a Tosfos Sofer. Just a misprint. There's no good edition of the Rabbeinu Yerucham, just some random printing, and like 8 other places, it's clear that's not true. Okay, there's a Tosfos Sofer in the Rabbeinu Yerucham that seems to say 3 hours, but I don't rely on that. I don't buy that at all. Okay, if you want, we can look it up and discuss why I don't buy it. What's the svar of the 3 hours? So let's look at the Gilyan Maharsha on the side of the page. The third Gilyan Maharsha in our Simon says, "Lahantim shady shows ritzon lomer misuda lasuda." That means from meal to meal. 6 hours lav dafka means from meal to meal. The asher b'chorav ein min sudas orayin sudas arvus kim dala shows. Even though in the winter you only have 4 hours. What does he mean? Meaning, in the winter, obviously it depends where you live. The day is only 8 hours long. So from your noontime meal till nightfall is only 4 hours. Does that Muslim pre-chadash? Says the pre-chadash that 4 hours, ritzolom shudut suda, meaning he didn't mean dafka 6 hours. He means like from suda to suda, however long it is. Right? However long it is, depending on where you live and what season it is. Yeah, that would change based on the season. Again, this is not going to have anything to do with the Yekkas. The Yekkas don't have anything that changes based on the season. But if I could have a brave volunteer. Who's a brave volunteer? Isaac, you're a brave volunteer. To give out these chorus packets. Makar number 7. Makar number 7 takes the Prechadosh one step further. Makar 7. If you look, you will find it.
Oh,
Yes. Now, by the way, we don't pass like the Pre-Chadash. Let me just point out, who's the one who takes pains to argue on the Pre-Chadash? Previously, Chuvah Sefrat and Gimel says, She shows, Ayin Ber Heitev Shalmar Ritzal, Imeim Shos Manios, meaning six shows Manios, or six clock hours. I increase you, place you, be Megadim Chachmas Adam, Shish Kimel Daskinis, Zagadolah, the Emos Manios, Ayin Shal Mechina Minag. Okay, what does he say? He says, they're not shows Manios. They're 60 minute hours. So, what do we do here? Let's say, 6 hours. Says, Rove Poskim, as found in the Piskei Tshuvas of Kutin Gimbal, it means 6 times 60 minutes. Who are they all coming to argue with? The Pre-Chadash. Says the Pre-Chadash, go to the Gili Marsha, it's not 6 times 60 minutes. He's basically saying Shos Manios. It's half a day, right? It's half a day. That's called Shos Manios, right? It means half a day. That's called Sheish Shos Manios. How long is Sheish Shos Manios? Meaning, it could be 4 hours in the winter. Okay. How do we pass in? We pass like Rov Poskim against the Pichadash. Let's read our Vadya number 7. It's not himself. He's just quoting Svarim that are not on the computer. Ugdol Mizur Isha Lagon Rav David Pardo, the Sefer Mizmor LeDavid. David Pardo wrote a lot of Svarim. I'm on the internet, so I don't know how honest to be. The JLIC Rabbi David Pardo. The JLIC Rabbi David Pardo is machzik himself as a ben achraben of the David Pardo. I remember the day he decided that. yes. But it could be. Could be. You never know. He was one of the really the one of the Gedolim of the Sephardi world. If I'm not mistaken, he was like the biggest rabbi in Turkey. Anyway, what does he write? Shehei Mashkazo Pre-Chadash. The Lobi Himadavka She Shows. Remember, I'm reading 7. V'lachein b'chor she'am k'tzarim kol she'achol basa b'shachar mazul lechol k'vino tzarai. Firstly, he says, it's not lunch to dinner, it's breakfast to lunch, which makes it a little shorter, right? Because, like, breakfast is when it's already light outside and lunch in the middle of the day. V'chein ochol basa b'chatzi yom mazul lechol k'vino b'erev, or from noon to evening. Avgav d'lechol arba shos b'kira b'in achila achilu shem bo sim z'kuliyam. Pre-Chadash thinks everyone agrees with this. No one agrees with Pre-Chadash. That's Pre-Chadash. Kazval Zemar of David Pardo, and Alan, what did the Mizmor LeDavid add to the Pre-Chadash? He comes up with a svar for the Yekkes. He's not a Yekke, he's a Turk. But he says, this is where the Yekkes get their minig from, right? That even in the summer they wait 3 hours. Hold the Choriv Shari. Again, he's not a Yekke, he's a Turk. He doesn't have to. Well, he's just intellectually interested in finding a Hezbollah. Okay, they're not good. Says Rav David Pardo, what is he in this verse? First, take the Pre-Chadash and make it 3 hours instead of 4. All right, but say, you know, Germany gets very far north if you're in the right parts of Germany. And that's not, okay. And then what do? You go back and say, since it's 3 hours in the winter, it's also 3 hours in the summer. After all, if it gets digested in 3 hours, it gets digested in 3 hours. So he takes the Pre-Chadash one step further. First, he takes it from 4 hours to 3 hours, right? Take it from 4 hours to 3 hours, and then take it from the winter to all seasons. Since in the winter, 3 hours enough, 3 hours always enough, and that's where the Yekkes got their minute from. Okay. Again, you can ask a lot of kasha on the Yekkes Minhag. After all, Chazal never had 3 hours between meals. They lived in Bavel. Or in Eretz Yisrael, whatever it was. I mean, the Morocco was in Bavel. So they never had 3 hours between meals. So the fact that you're in Germany, why does that change what Chazal meant? He goes there. Okay, maybe you're in Germany, we're wrong all the time. It's a little funny. You know, Mimanashach, if it's a fixed amount of time, then go by what they did in Bavel. They weren't thinking of people living in Germany. And if you say it's not a fixed amount of time, they just let everyone have their normal meals. Then in the winter, wait 3 hours, but not in the summer. It's a big fetish, but this is the best hesper I found for the Minig Ashkenaz. What's the svara? The only svara I found is the Mizmor LeDavid. From David Pardo. That's the best hesper for the Yekish Minig of waiting 3 hours. Now, of course, if you tell a Yekah, well, you don't have a great svara for your Minig. You know, it's a very Duffic svara. Then first of all, he'll say, a real Yekah says, what do you mean? Minhag of Ashkenaz is for everything. You work everything else around the Minhag of Ashkenaz. But also what he could say is to you, look, Ashkenaz are really held like Tosos. You don't have to wait any amount of hours. So same as the Ramah said for the 1 hour, he says, you can't accuse me of doing something wrong because I have a bad start for my 3 hours. I don't have to wait any hours. You know, if we're waiting 3 hours, we're being super duper machmir. So whether we have a good start or not, it's not an integral. Okay. That's what the Yekis will tell you. Now, let us just, let me even skip a little. And see what our psak is. In the Ramah, go to the last Ramah here. Or, you know, let's just continue reading the Ramah. V'yesha omer de'in levarach b'yipsa mazal m'las lech o'kvina, avol ein nizhar mazeh. We'll come back to that. V'yesh v'daktin, says the Ramah. Even the Ramah, you ask. Nowadays, what do most Ashkenazim do? They wait 6 hours. What happened to Minhag Ashkenaz? So the answer is, even the Ramah was not so excited about Minhag Ashkenaz. Now, of course, what will the Yekka say? He lived in Poland. A Polish Jew. Of course a Polish Jew doesn't actually care about traditional, authentic Judaism. You know, they don't believe in following the Minhagim of our ancestors. No Ashkenazi Jew would ever have said this. But the Ramah represented Polish Judaism. By the way, when I say Poland, Poland and Russian are the same in terms of the, you know, history of Minhagim and Halacha. Germany is different. Day. What?
Russia thinks the same present day.
Yeah, kind of. But, you know, East and West were the two Minhagim, meaning Germany and England are the same, more or less, and Holland are the same, and Russia and Poland are the same. So, what does Ramah say? V'yesh medakting in Lahamkin she'shos achrich lesbos l'kvina. Some Ashkenazim are medakting, even in his days. The Frumis, the Mahadrim, waited 6 hours. V'chein nochon lasos. Whoa. Says the Ramah, it's proper to be machmer 6 hours like the Sfardim. Okay, that's a very strong statement. Meaning, what is he saying? He's saying, I know Minhag Ashkenaz is 1 hour, but I don't like it. You should really be machmer 6 hours. The Ramah's recommendation is really be machmer 6 hours. It's not just the Ramah. Look at the Shach. Says Sivkan Ches v'ten kachkozem arshal v'chein roi lasos l'kol mi sheish bo reach Torah. If you have even a scent of Torah, you should wait 6 hours. What does that mean? If you don't wait 6 hours, okay, you're following the minhag, but you don't even have a reach of Torah. Obviously, you don't have a time of Torah. You don't have any Torah in you. Basically, the Polish achronim, first generation of Polish achronim, were very, very harsh. And said that it's recommended, strongly recommended, recommended even with some implicit insult, that you wait 6 hours, which is why nowadays all Polish and Russian Jews who come from Ramah wait 6 hours. Because of this recommendation, the Ramah, the Marshal, the Shach, and the strong language, that's why most of us in this room wait 6 hours. However, look at the Biskut Jews who got the days, says, first of all, he starts with, look at the Taz. What did the Taz say? Maybe I should also have mentioned the Taz. What did the Taz say? Says the Taz that Hatsnuin means Mahadrin. They wait from morning to evening. They wait 6 hours. And the Marshal said that that we shouldn't be Mako, we should follow the Riff and the Rambam, we need 6 hours, and the Shari Dura also said this, etc. Meaning, the Taz quotes the Marshal, the Taz says Mahadran or Machmer, the Ramah says there's nothing to be Machmer, the Marshal says you're Recha Torah, you should be Machmer, the Shach agrees. So it basically sounds like no Ashkenazi should keep less than 6 hours. But then he says, look in the Bechor Shor, the Chidush L'chum Daf Kopei, Shechol HaKolav, says, who says you should give it to the Sfar? Behela She'im Limchos Be'ad HaMekil She'ibur Amad Yesh L'mashi Yismochu. Okay? Those Mekil have what to rely on. Nowadays, what's the meaning? The meaning is very clear. Polish and Russian Jews wait 6 hours based on the Ramah and the Taz and the Marshal and the Shach, based on all the biggest names of the Achronim who founded Ashkenazi Judaism. I don't know if you found it, if you've shown it. The Achronim who founded Polish Judaism, which again, the same as Russian, because they were Poland and later they went to Russia. They weren't in Russia yet in these days. They all said, yeah, you can get away with it, but it's not right. So all Polish and Russian Jews wait 6 hours, all Spartan wait 6 hours. Yekis, they'll say, we follow Armenhagen, I guess the Dutch go even further, and take 3 hours or 1 hour. People always ask me all the time, they say, I'm in Yekis, this, that, etc. What should I do? I'm very influenced by the Ramah. Whenever people ask me, I say to them, look, if you really are connected to your Yekish heritage, and you identify with it, and you keep Yekish Menhagim, and you know, then you should follow the minhag of Ashkenaz. You shouldn't be intimidated into changing your Menhagim just because, you know, non-Germans said bad things about it. However, if you have no connection whatsoever to anything to do with German Menhagim or Dutch Menhagim, right, you make Kiddush before you wash, and you say short sleeve chasaner of Yom Kippur, and you know, you don't wear talus in the chuppah, and you don't sing shiramalos, ashrei kol yirei Hashem in the chuppah, and et cetera, et cetera. The one German or Dutch minute you keep is the 3 hours, the 1 hour. Then I would say that if someone has a reach haTorah, if someone asked me my personal opinion, if they came to me and said, I follow my ancestors Menhagim in a few things, then I say follow Menhagim. Some would say, the only Yekish thing I do is wait 3 hours. The only Dutch thing I do is wait 1 hour. Other than that, I have no idea what the difference are between German Menhagim and Polish Menhagim. And I would say, you know, if you have a Reach HaTorah, you should really change. Like, that's picking and choosing. I know a lot of people who are very serious about their Yekish heritage. But that's my personal opinion. If people ask me, then that's what I tell them. You didn't get Shalom Bayis, et cetera, et cetera. People ask me, they say, I discovered I'm a Yekka, you know, then keep 6 hours. Someone says, I really follow my traditions, and I would say follow your traditions with pride and don't be cowed. Yes.
What if, what about breaking with one's parents on that?
Obviously, when it comes to issues of keeping of the aim, Shalom Bayis, et cetera, then I think that given that, you know, these are really Menhagim and Chumras anyway, you know, I said this is not taking into account relationship with parents, etc. You know, I think that, you know, this is not worth having a fight with your parents or insulting your parents over. I mean, if someone, you know, if that's not an issue, this is what I tell them. Someone says, look, I don't really feel comfortable with the 3 hours, but my parents will kill me and they'll be insulted and etc. I'll say, keep 3 hours, and, you know, someday you'll see when it's time to be more independent based on, you know, how your lifestyle works out. You know, when you get married in your house, you could keep 6 hours when your parents aren't visiting. Great. That's the next thing I want to talk about.
Yeah, who is the Bechor Shor on Poland, the same Bechor Shor on Chumash?
No, that's Yosef Bechor Shor Orishon, who... We're not sure exactly who he is. He may be the person called Rime Orleans in Tosfos, or he may not be the person called Rime Orleans in Tosfos. Not enough of a historian to agree on that. But that's Yosef Bechor Shor with the Tosfos. No, this is the this Bechor Shor is an Achron. He's also the Tevuot Shor on the Simla Chadasha, which is the standard handbook of Shkita in Europe. Tevuot Shor is a unim, etc. I forget his name, but he's somewhat Shor. Shor is his last name. Shor was not the last name of the Baal Tosfos. So I forget his exact name, but no, hundreds and hundreds of years apart.
I
Okay, I'm not an expert in Anglo Judaism. In general, English Judaism is generally German. They're closest to the German Menhagim. So I'd say, again, if someone's an English Jew and they follow all the English Menhagim and that's what everyone does in England, etc. But I thought most English Jews have more Yiddish Menhagim. Maybe I'm wrong. Okay, I'm not a Bucky. I don't mean they're exactly the same. I mean they're in the same ballpark. They're more, English Jews are like Yiddish Jews if they follow their English Menhagim. South Africans wait 3 hours? But South Africans are Litvaks.
That's why
I have no idea. No, South African Jewish community was formed by immigrants from Lithuania. I know South Africa was ruled as a colony by England back in the age of colonization. But the Jews in South Africa were not English Jews. The South African community was founded by Litvaks, and I thought they keep mostly Litvish, but who knows? All right, we need to go through every Jewish community. Everyone will figure it out.
Growing up, I always thought...
Everyone use your common sense.
The reason was that Germans, have more meals.
I have no idea, but I don't think that's the reason. I think the reason is Pashut. Because part of German Judaism is feeling a fierce loyalty to the death, to the old Menhagim of Ashkenazim. And part of Polish-Russian Judaism was being more open-minded to what might be, have good intellectual arguments that might be against the old Menhag Ashkenaz. I mean, in general, in every area of halacha, Polish and Russian Jews were open to reconsidering the Menhagim based on the evidence, and German Jews stuck to their Menhagim with fierce loyalty. So I think that's the real reason, because German Jews stick to their Menhagim, and Polish and Russian Jews don't. Maybe. I have no idea. I don't know how much German Jews eat. We'll have to ask them. We could ask David Roth if we need. He's a Bucky and German Jewish Menhagim. Anyway, fine. Okay. Now, one thing we haven't seen yet, and the truth is we didn't see 3 hours on the page, right? We only saw 1 hour and 6 hours. And all of a sudden, the Brim Chadash in the Gilgamesh Arshan, in the small font, said four, which the Mizmor LeDavid turned into three, and then made into a low plug of three all seasons. Where does five and a half come from? So, here, it's a funny thing. I really need a story to help me out with this. I seem to recall when I was a kid, everyone kept six in America. And nowadays, everyone keeps five or five and a half. I don't know if that's a misimpression, but where does it come from? So let's go back to Mukkah number seven. Second paragraph. The Lule de Mistafina Havamina says, Barovagya, Shem Chosar Misheshos Pachachat Shah, if it's within half hour of 6 hours, Matraf Ligdolim, even adults have no problem. The real topic of this simon is can kids be more makel? But he says, no, if it's more than 5.5 hours, we round off. Shari Kasper Rama Kmoshe shows. He says something interesting. Almost none of the Rishonim said numbers. When I say most Rishonim said like the Rambam against Ravine of Tam, I didn't put on the board. Against Tosos. Most Rishonim, like the Rif they quote, the Rif didn't say 6 hours. The Rif says the time between lunch and dinner. But he didn't say the number six. Who's the only one who said the number six? The Rambam. And what was the Rambam's Lashon? Kmoshe shows. Around 6 hours. So says Rav Agida, 5.51 is around 6 hours. 5.49 is not around 6 hours. That's around 5 hours. But 5.51, 5 hours and 31 minutes, that's around 6 hours. 5 hours and 29 minutes, around 5 hours. 5 hours and 30 minutes, I don't know. I'm not smart enough. And then he quotes from, who else says Moshe Shos? There are Rishonim quote Rama's Lashon, the Orchus Chaim, the Kolbo, which are really the same book. Anyway, and he says in the old days they didn't have clocks, they just approximated. So okay, approximately 6 hours is good enough. And then he quotes another fine. Hami'iri, I'm just skipping the underline, say for Magen Avos towards the end of Mukkah 7. The Me'iri in the book Magen Avos, right? Hami'shoshoshishos. The Me'iri is even worse, so he says 5 or 6 hours, which is even more makeup, right? You're not going to say 5 hours in a minute is around 6 hours. 5 hours in a minute is 5 or 6 hours, right? 5 or 6 hours means anything between 5 and 6. You know, 5 or 6. It's a funny thing. Like, in Allah, holding 5 and 6, it's 5, 5, 6, and 6. That's what he says, 5 or 6 hours. Right? All the Achronim and most of the later Rishonim all said 6 hours. It's a mystery. The Rambam says around 6 hours. And yet, from 100 years after the Rambam until the 20th century, everyone said 6 hours. So do you say the Psak is 6 hours, even though the Rambam is a funny law? So do you say no? Everyone meant the copy of the Rambam. The Rambam said around 6 hours. That's Rav Avadya's. He's not sure what to do. Do you go back to the source? The source says Kamo Sheshos. Or do you say, you know what? There's been 300 halacha books written since the source. The Aruch Haim, the Kol quoted Lashon the Rambam. Everyone else said 6 hours. Lamaisa, it's 6 hours by now. So he says, Umi Lamaisa Yishla Hachkor. He said, Lamaisa, he's not comfortable with Mako. Like Rav Yeruch. Umi Omeil, the Shasad Chak. I'm a Shasad Chak. You can be Mako. But let's go to 8. A later Rav Avadya, right? This is in Gala, very early Rav Avadya. This is Chilik Gimel, pretty early, but later Rav Avadya. Anita Rachel Sain at Piskatina, Rega Daver, the underlying Masha Kasafti, which was Yom Rasov Simon Shah, referring to Makar 7. To Sheshos, Elulav Davka, Sheshos Mamish, the Yok Nimrat, it's not exactly 6 hours. Even if a little is missing, Fachos Kochati Shah, a little meaning up to half hour is missing. Shabra Dom the Hakaf, you can make a leave for adults. All of a sudden, he didn't say Vishas Hak, he didn't say, the Maisi Yishla Hachmir. It seems that he then reconsidered it and says, totally mutter, in Israeli Dati Lumni circles, 5.5 hours is the Minhag Olam. How do I know? Because in all yeshivas, they only have 5.5 hours between dinner and lunch. And dinner is fleishik, of course, in Israel, and lunch. Sorry, lunch is fleishik, and dinner is milchik, right? So, there is a strong basis for the minhag of 5.5 hours. That's what Rav Avadya says, based on the Rambam. There's a weaker basis for those who wait 5 hours at a minute. That's the Mi'iri and the Magen Avos. The Mi'iri is obscure. The Mi'iri for Magen Avos is even more obscure. You know, that's a more obscure. But, here is the big surprise. Turn to the non-numbered, nicely printed that page. It's a sefer called Hakashrus. Hakashrus is a very, very machmir sefer. Much too machmir for my taste. Not that I'm a bar plukta. But what is he saying? This super machmir sefer Hakashrus. Trust me, this fellow is a big machmir. He says, Yeshem Akilim, where I bracketed, Lefo Chalavia Harasari Lashkov Rosh Hashisha. Some people, after most of the 6th hour, right? More than, if it's more than 5.5, or make them. The Yeshem Ratzul Chade Shashina's Lightning. Okay. Some people are Mikel, 5 hours, 31 minutes. Not technically 5.5. It has to be 5.5 plus a little. Oh, yeah, practically the same thing. What is saying in the brackets here? Das Rebel Yashiv Shlita. Now, Rebel Yashiv Shlita was also from the very big. That's not true. When he was younger, he was not from the big Machir. But at a certain point, he became one of the biggest Machmir. He says, "Rabbi Yashiv, Shem Ikra Din Daibam Tonis Chomei Shosu Mashu." He says, "Rabbi Yashiv, Me Ikra Din, not just 5 hours, 31 minutes like the Rambam. 5 hours and 1 minute, based on what? I'll be different. Me Iri Chomei Shosu Shos. That Rabbi Yashiv is Paskin Me Ikra Din based on a Me Iri. I don't even use anything as Me Iri, right?" I mean, I don't mean the Chazan Ish something against the Me'iri, the Rav something against the Me'iri. No, there really isn't nothing against the Me'iri, but the Me'iri is one sefer, you know, that was not printed for hundreds of years, and that you can't really say was the basis of our psak. Then he says, Kolosha Ram Machosurus Tefts Kafkes Kamo Sheshos. He always someone say, maybe even 5 hours a minute like Sheshos. Alish and Ogul Machachil Lahachmed Sheshos. Can't cause of Shayabi Omer, etc., etc., etc. And therefore, does he include all Cain, but Kayetz, Misha, Son of Yosef, Yachim, Lishos, Imler, Lacholov, Oshoka, Rashi, Lahakim, Tom, Chamis, Seis, Jos? If you're really thirsty and all you have is chocolate milk or milk, then if it's more than 5.5 hours, you can remake it. Chain, Yishlak, Lishmas, Archimates, Al, Krovim, Chashuvim, Lois, Kap, Mach, Kolov, Shikhim, Tarf, Amal, Rav, Lun, Yilov. Or if you are a guest and they prepare you something milky and you don't eat it, they'll be insulted. Then after 5.5 hours, you can remake it. So, this is a very, very firm safer. And he says, the Shas of Chak, you can make it after 5.5 hours. Halacha l'maisa, what does this mean? And not only that, he thought really, Yashiv thought maybe Ikarajim was 5 hours in Mashu. It's a big finish. Like the Rambam, I understand why someone would say, I'll pass based on the Rambam. They'll say, oh, in 700 years since the Rambam, everyone said six? Yeah, but they all took it from the Rambam. Everyone in the last 700 years knew they were quoting the Rambam. So maybe when they said six, they meant around six like the Rambam. No one ever thought they were quoting the Rambam. Right? If you were to ask any Rishon or Achron, where'd you get 6 hours? They say, I passed like the Rambam. Okay, so I'll go back to the Rambam. No one would have said, I passed like the Meiri. So it's a big finish. Okay, but here we have, give me a second, here we have, within the sheet of 6 hours, right, we have three more Minhagim. He is 5 hours and 31 minutes. I'll be the Rambam. Now again, you don't have to say that the Rambam means by like 6 hours. Maybe like 6 hours he means, you know, if it seems like 6 hours to you, you know, if you think it's been 6 hours, but they didn't have clocks in those days. But you could say, or 5 hours and 1 minute, I'll pee the Meiri. And Rav Avadya is Meikel like the Rambam. And this Kashra Sefer is Meikel like the Rambam Shasat Chak. And he quotes that Rav Yashiv theoretically Meikel again thought like the Meiri, which is the truth. This finished me. Not because Rav Yosef was Machmir, why would he be Meikel? Just because, like, why would anyone say the Ikar Din is like the Meiri and say the Rambam meant like the Meiri? 5 hours and a minute is like 6 hours. Anyway, halacha, yes, Yoni.
This is
assuming
that the devil is
Yeah, but why would you think that's what the Rambam meant? Can Moshe show us these 5 hours in a minute? Why would Rabbi Yashin think that? No, I mean, the Meiri often follows the Rambam, but not always. I don't know. Certainly. Anyway, halach l'maisa, those who wait quote unquote into the sixth hour, 5 hours and a little, have what to be so mechan, although it's not, you know, it's not a strong svara. Those who wait most of the sixth hour have a lot more to be so mechan, and that is a, especially since it's also a common minhag nowadays, in many yeshivas, etc. I don't know, though probably a lot of you went to Hesder yeshivas, there might have not been 6 hours. So when I went to Gush, I was always machir, wait 6 hours. But that meant that I had to like delay like even the milking part of dinner, etc. Or hop an early lunch, which is hard to do if you're from Lubavitcher because he made you 20 minutes late for lunch on a good day. And sometimes there wasn't any meat left, so it worked out. But there's, you know, certainly what I would say is those who wait into the sixth hour have a basis, although, you know, it's not a great basis. I wouldn't be very encouraging. Those who wait most of the sixth hour have a strong basis, going back to the source, and should follow their minhag. Those who wait 6 hours have the strongest basis. That's what every sefer since the Rambam wrote. Okay, except for the Orchos Chaim and Kolbo, which are the same book anyway. Just one is a longer version, one is a shorter version. Have a very strong basis. Even those who wait 6 hours, the Shas HaChak, can be rely on this sefer and wait five and a half, and wait most of the sixth hour. Lani is daiti, even if you wait 6 hours, the Shas HaChak, you can wait 5 hours, 31 minutes. If you wait 6 hours, that's the strongest basis. If you wait 5 hours, 31 minutes, that's a strong basis as well. If you wait 5 hours and 1 minute, that's a weaker basis. But, you know, you have to use your judgment. I mean, I don't know what you mean by mistake. If you mean by mistaken minhagim, like a
report.
Oh, you mean like stump? Someone made up some strange minhag?
Or you found out that, like, you know, my great grandfather made up minhag that he tried to get
it and he tried to. Right. Look, in general, excluding the minhag lachaviro here, I would say that if you have a made up minhag that's just like a particular thing to you, etc., you should go to a more mainstream community. That's in general what I think. Of course, there's also the Menachem Chaviro aspects, and you have to take that into account. You know, if your father has a made-up minhag, then I would say, you know what, all else being equal, go to the community minhag. Go to a normal mainstream minhag. Okay, if it's a matter of soul, bais, father, etc., then okay, you have to use your judgment, and bin al-Khaver is important.
Is there an issue of somebody who waits 6 hours, like giving dairy or something to someone who waits 3 hours?
No. In general, we assume whatever is a valid minhag, there is no lifting either to give it to someone. And you know, we try to have a broad definition of valid minhag for this purpose. In general, we try to broaden the definition of valid minhag for lifting either purposes. It's better for bin al-Khabir. Okay. Those are the basic minhagim. Now we need to do a few details. So, before we get back to the Shulchan Aruch, are there cases when even Ashkenazim are more makom? So, it all starts with the Pesach Teshuvos of Gut and Gimel. First of all, yes, we're not going to finish this. How do you count the, how do you count the 6 hours? So, number one, are they 60-minute hours or six shows manu? So, we pass the Pesach Teshuvos, everyone says 720 minutes. When do you count, when do you start your count, when do you end your count? So, if you look in the Dogon Mervava, here says the Dogon Mervava, Sukkot and Aleph. Says the Dogon Mervava, Sukkot and Aleph. He says, Mikamash lehedi the sheisho shani mi sofa chilas abasser at chilas sudasai divina. When do you count the 6 hours? This is somewhat controversial, but almost everyone agrees with the Dogon Mervava here. From the end of eating meat to the beginning of eating milk. It doesn't mean for benching. That was very clear. The Ramah says you can bench before the hour, bench after the hour, before you can bench before the 6 hours, after the 6 hours. It means when you stop eating meat till you start eating milk. You need a 6 hour break. Not when you start eating meat to start eating milk. When you stop eating milk till you start eating meat, milk. So you have to look at your clock at the Shabbos meal. If you stopped eating meat at 12:53, then your 6 hours are over at 6:53. And then you can eat milk. The assumption is that even if you eat dessert after 12:53, doesn't matter. Even if you wash and have the bread at 6:45, it doesn't matter. As long as between the meat and the milk, you have 6 hours. That's what's necessary. No, by suda sekvini, I mean, I hear the diet, but by suda sekvini just means when you're going to eat the kvini. He assumes you're going to eat it, you know, at the beginning of the suda. Okay. How about, are there any cases when Ashkenazim can be makel? I'm not forgetting anything I wanted to say yet. There's so much alacha maisa here. We haven't even begun to scratch the surface. Okay, let's look at the Pesach Teshuvos Gimel, the second half. Says the Pesach Teshuvos Gut and Gimel, Ayin Teshuvos Chasam Sofer Siman Ayin Gimel, Dechol Ashol Semen Yechol Lerfu Aso, Achol Lerfu Milchik, for medical reasons, afilu rakhola ktsas. You know, he's not mamish sick. He's just, it's a medical reason. He's not mamish sick. He's not sakana. He's not even mamish sick. Just a medical need. Then, ein tzarch la'antar chulis basa yos mishah, yach shagar bir, because I'm also used to be here, Rachlo. Says 1 hour is good enough. What's the assumption? Ashkenazim can really be, it's really a chumra that we keep 6 hours. Us Polish or Russian Jews. But there's room to make a 1 hour, there's 1 hour for medical needs. So therefore, for medical needs, you could be making more and only keep 1 hour. How about little kids? Right? That's also like more of a need. So, there's a big machlokas about little kids. The truth is that the Ravadi was also talking about little kids. But he's Sephardi, Ashkenazim, more makel. Let's look at some makoros about little kids. In number 9, the Chalkas Yaakov, Yaakov Reich brings some studim to be makel for little kids. And he says, first of all, what's the obvious Sephardi makel for kids? No, because we don't give our kids treif. What's the obvious Sephardi to be makel for little kids? Because halachically, what do we compare little kids to? What? A chola. How luckily we say kids are like a chola because they're very weak and delicate, right? So if it's mutter of a chola, it should be mutter for a little kid as well. The Chalkas Yaakov here, number 9, Rabbi Yaakov Reich of Switzerland, from when I was a kid, he says that he has another story. He says, really, Ashkenazim passed like Tosfos. It's just a minhag that we're machmir, because like we have a Reach HaTorah and it's Nachum Lahachmir. It's more of a minhag that we started keeping 6 hours. If so, he says, then, just looking at the underline of 9, came to be sure to do Rach Mishum and Haga. In came the Mela with Pachos Mitesha to Eno Lashos Mashal the day Kino Bari. Shaxwash Shaxwash Sham Da Dagdahalukiva Love. For little kids, who it's good for their health to drink milk, you could say we never intend to have a minute against the health. Our minute is only for people who don't have health reasons. There was never a minute for health reasons. And then he adds another one. Etc. He says, well, also, like, if the minhag, the only reason you have to keep minhagim is because, like, a neder if you were minhagim. But kids don't have the dart, right? If a kid makes a neder, he doesn't have to keep it under 12. And therefore, it doesn't. So therefore, there are many sfaras to say it doesn't apply to kids because the kids like a chole, because we never started the minhag for kids, only for adults, or because the kids never have a power to make a neder. If you look in the last page, the English one, it's from the Archbishop Joseph Halacha, who's really just quoting Tshuvas that the Deportina Rav. That's where Moshe Stern, the Be'er Moshe, if you've ever seen him, from Borough Park, if I'm not mistaken, the brother of the B'Tzela Chachma, Rav Tzalo Stern, who was one of the biggest posts in Australia. He says, he quotes here, from the Tshuvas that the Debrecina wrote to the Sefer Pisme Halacha of Rabbi Forst and Helpless Kashrus. So what does he say here? He says, these are the Debrecina. He sort of made a lot of these things up. Just Misfara, what does he say? You're under the age of 3. He doesn't have to wait at all. Just wipe his mouth. Between 3 and 6 should wait 1 hour. Yeah, 3 and 6, we call him like a hole anyway. It's 1 hour. After 6, then he should wait the full amount of time for chinuch. Unless, like, there's a tzorach. Up to 9 or 10, if there's a tzorach, we could be makel. Okay, because the Chalkas Yaakov in the end, he's only machria, he said at the end, even though the svara I said is very good, nonetheless, I don't want to be makel, kula, just be svara. So only if there are good reasons. Anyway, halacha l'maisa, so little kids, we don't really separate between meat and milk. Then when they get a little bigger, we're mechanef them to wait an hour. And then when they get a little bigger, we're mechanef them to wait the whole time. Okay, it depends on the kid. Not every kid, if they're 6, you immediately have to start being mechanechim. You have to see if the kid can handle it or not. But basically, once the kid is older, you start being mechanechim to wait between meat and milk. Okay. Some other kulas that come up, interestingly, is if you look at the Rav Moshe in number 6 here, he has another interesting kula, vitamins. Some vitamins are made of meat. Which vitamins are made of meat? Vitamins that need iron, because often the iron comes from meat. I bet nowadays it's all artificial. But once upon a time, the iron pills came from meat. Do you have to wait 6 hours after vitamins? Really? Okay, here he says they're made out of liver, right? Liver is a good source of iron, right? Right, the doctor tells you if you're anemic, right? He tells you eat a lot of liver. So you have to wait 6 hours after vitamins. That's number 6, the Rav Moshe, and says, or he's talking about after milk, or he says before milk, the same thing. What does he say? He says, you should have asked, can you eat milk after the vitamins? After all, you just ate meat. So he says, pashut, that it's mutter. So he says, why? He says very posh as much. What's the reason? The reason is stuck into your teeth. Vitamins don't get stuck into your teeth. The reason is the taste stays in your mouth. The taste doesn't stay in your mouth. You just swallowed a vitamin. The reason is like low plug. No, there's a low plug is only on common cases that we envision happening that are part of like the normal kind of eating that are part of the minhag. The reason is the minhag is always be machmir. What do you mean? They didn't use that vitamins. So says Rav Moshe after vitamins, famous Rav Moshe. He says after vitamins, you don't have to wait 6 hours. You don't have to wait 6 hours at all because the reasons don't apply. And don't say even the reasons, though the reasons don't apply. we should be machmer anyway, because it's a general rule. The general rule is only for normal foods. There's no, you know, since the reasons don't apply, and it's not the normal cases of normal eating where you would say a low plut or a minug, therefore, you don't need to waive your vitamins. Okay, I don't know how common it is nowadays. Once one night was very common, and people relied on this for Moshe, because, like, the doctor told you to take the pill many times a day, that you can never have milk. So this is important. Kula of Rav Moshe. So how about taking a milk pill, let's say a milk vitamin within 6 hours of meat? Yeah. So that would be the same Kula of Rav Moshe. Even though it's actually a little funny, it's not exactly the same case, but Lamaisa, we do make milk. For everyone. I mean, again, he's not talking about, like, you know, vitamins that are chewable, that are tasty, et cetera, et cetera. He's talking about the vitamins that you swallow that aren't really food, that aren't really right. If it's chewable, then it's really a food. Then it's a problem. Sorry to say. Okay, what other things we have to discuss here? So, one other important thing we have to discuss is the Pizkei Tshuvos of Katan Aleph. Says the Pizkei Tshuvos, Sif Katan Aleph. He has a great case. Sif Katan Aleph. Ayin Shach, Im Lois Latino Tavshel Sheish Bo Shuman L'chor L'chol HaPirushim Ein Tzar L'hamtim. If, let's say it's just a food with meat fat, a dish with meat fat, and you chew it up for the baby. So you chewed, you didn't swallow, and it's only fat, it's not meat. What is it logically? Let's say I chewed up and spit out, right, to give the baby, food made of meat fat. So then I shouldn't have to wait. Why? Because the reason of Rashi doesn't apply to real like the shach, not like lavash, and everyone else, that if it's not in my throat, it doesn't have a one taste. And the reason of Rashi doesn't apply because there's no actual meat, it's not between my teeth, so it should be mutter. Nonetheless, we come up on kasa primi gadim, deish lahachmer lahamtin, she shows, she machmer and wait 6 hours, to show low plug for all the fruits together because of low plug. Maybe it's a low plug, even if the reason doesn't apply. Or if not, it's at least little pritzes getter. What does pritzes getter mean? Even if it's not a formal xerid or abundant of low plug, if you do something that seems against what Jews do, that's called Poritz Geder. It is breaking a taboo. And Poritz Geder is kind of nachash. So says the Prime God, a big chumrah, you have to wait 6 hours, even if the reasons don't apply. Where does this come up? We don't really chew much for babies nowadays. The question is, what about tasting food? What if a woman is cooking, or a man is cooking? You don't want that man to be me, but there are many men who are skilled at cooking. So what if someone is cooking and they taste the food to see if it's, in cooking, I think you're supposed to taste it to see if it has spices or whatever it's supposed to have. Are they fleshic? Do they have to wait 6 hours? So you would say no. Why? Because they don't have anything between their teeth, because they weren't mamish eating meat. It was just soup, you know? Or it was a chulent. They didn't eat the meat, right? They used the beans from the chulent. They didn't take a chunk of meat from the chulent. Or they tasted the chicken soup. What's the problem? Right? There's no taste in their mouth because they didn't swallow, if they didn't swallow. And there's nothing in their teeth because it wasn't a piece of meat. Said, you've got to still have to wait 6 hours. Big homer. You still have to wait 6 hours, even if you taste and spit it out. What? If you swallow it, then Rashi's reason applies. That's swallowing Shuma. So let us, Isaac, I'm sorry, can I ask you for the board, please? If you taste and swallow, which is one normal way of tasting, then you're dead. You know, that's like, yeah, that's called sometimes. I didn't mean to, but I tasted the cholent and I swallowed it and now I have this and that and I'm supposed to go, etc. Says, I don't know your stuff, what can I do? You know? So, what about tasting food? Tasting, bisari dish, right? But not actual meat, right? So there are three cases. Case one is if you swallow. If you swallow, then you have to wait because of Rashi. Because of Rashi and Moshe Tam, there's no room to be making. Second case is, what if you chew and spit out? If you chew it and you spit it out, says the Prima Gadim, logically, you shouldn't have to wait, logically. But, nonetheless, says the Prima Gadim, you have to wait 6 hours. However, not everyone agrees. The Rabbi Akiva Eger, the second Rabbi Akiva Eger in our Siman, says, even if you chew actual meat and spit it out, he thinks, says, Efshar didaik bazedal achrach kilo hudamachmir. Where Machmir, the Ramah says it's proper to be Machmir after you eat meat. Swallow it. But if you're chewing, which, according to, if you're just chewing and spitting out, which according to Rashi is not a problem, you don't have to wait 6 hours. 1 hour is enough. When the Ramah says go from one to six, that's only if you swallow. So it says, Rabbi Akiva Eger, you only need 1 hour. Okay. Over it seems that a lot of Achronim quote this Prima Gadim. Truth is, Rabbi Akiva Eger, even if it's actual meat, he thinks you only have 1 hour from chewing. Lemaisa, I would say that we should postulate the Prima Gadim, but if you're stuck, you can rely on Rabbi Akiva Eger. So what does stuck mean? You know, it means if she decides to have an ice cream, so okay, wait 6 hours for the ice cream like the Prima Gadim. If you're invited to a meal and whatever, you know, then okay, you can rely on. So what do we say? We say if there's no tzorach, it seems one should live in the Prima Gadim. Why? Because a lot of our people quote him, but if there's a tzorach, one can certainly rely on Rabbi Akiva Eger and wait an hour. However, what's the important kula here? If you look, no one has mine anymore. This is old-fashioned, right? This one, like, Nifal Torvish of Anarcha Shalim or Shiras Devorah or something. Okay, it has, like, their own footnotes that they put here. In their own footnotes they put here, they quoted a Darkei Tshuva. Who's the Darkei Tshuva? The Darkei Tshuva is the Munkacher Rebbe. And he wrote, a Darkei Tshuva is a much expanded Pisrei Tshuva. Like, for every Sivkot in Pisrei Tshuva, he has 10 Sivkotans, or 20 Sivkotans. 15, maybe. 10 to 15. And he quotes everything. And he was only 100 years ago, so he quotes a lot more people. Or less than 100 years ago. Anyway, so the Darkei Tshuva quotes in the Hagos Marshak on the Prima Gadim. Marshak is Rav Shlomo Kluger. Rav Shlomo Kluger, he wrote dozens of Sfarim, one of the big posts in Europe. In Galicia, he wrote Hagos on the Prima Gadim, and in his Hagos on the Prima Gadim, what did he say? I'm reading this little footnote for some reason, decided this is worth quoting. He's right. So he quotes from the Darkei Tshuva, quoting and from the Hagos or Shlomo Kluger himself. This is all if you chewed it. Avalam lo las klav rach tom b'lashonu palmiyad. If you didn't chew it, you just tasted it and spit it out. You know what is chewing? Chewing is for hard things. Let's say she's tasting, you know, you take the cholent, you chew it up, you might spit it out. You're tasting the chicken soup. It's not really anything to chew. You just taste it on your tongue, put a little on your tongue, and spit it out. Says the Rav Shlomo Kluger, new case. What if you just taste without chewing and spit out? This is very big halacha maisa. Says the Marshak. The Hagahos Marshak on the Prima Gadim, on this Prima Gadim, he says that you don't have to wait. That's not even a low plug. The low plug is like you chewed something, and chewing is a problem for the Rambam. It's just the kind of object that's not a problem for the Rambam. And the object was the kind of object problem for Rashi, but you spit it out. Okay, you did something. But over here, we didn't even chew it. So halacha l'maisa, what if a woman wants, or man, wants to taste the chicken soup to see if it has enough spices, but wants to eat milchik afterwards? Then just taste it on your tongue without chewing and spit it out, and you won't be fleshik. That's the L'chachila thing to do. Yeah, you could do that also. Again, I'm not an expert in cooking, but I assume that would work. Good question. I mean, what if it was meat itself? Truth is, even if it was meat itself, or we could be eager still make one an hour. And in the Gosmar Shak, it could be, I don't have the Lashon in front of me, it could be even the meat itself you'd be making all these things. The Chiddush that from God is Machar, even in the Shuman. Or it could be Eger's Makel, even the meat itself. It could be the Mar Shak also is. It's an area that he would be. No, that's what the Lush denied, but everyone else assumed. I don't know how they knew. This is the second time in one day I'm telling you this is what all the Mepharshim assumed, except for one, and not telling you this time, and I don't know. I don't know how they knew. That was their assumption. Their assumption is that it's the swallowing that makes it Moshe's time. You're right, according to Lavosh, this whole heter is irrelevant. According to Lavosh, of course everything's also made for a din, according to Rashi. Once it's in your mouth, it's Moshe's time. According to Lavosh. But you see, the poskim do not take this Lavosh seriously. The later Achronim do not take this Lavosh seriously. They don't respect this Lavosh. Okay. One or two other questions. Let's at least try to finish Se'if Aleph, if we can. Let's at least try to finish Se'if Aleph. One or two other issues that come up in Se'if Aleph. Number one is the second to last line there about Yesh Omer to Ain Levert because I'm Muslim Nas Lechol Bina. Can you artificially bench to break your meal in half because you want to eat milk? According to the Tosfos. Right? So Yesh Omer, no, you can't artificially bench. You have to really be finished your meal. Aval Ein is Harm, but the Olam's not an Isser. He brings a Machlokas. Okay, this really. He brings a Machlokas. According to Tosfos, you have to honestly be finished your meal? Or can you artificially bench? Right? That's the two days, right? The Yesh Omer and the Midig Olam. Says the Ramah. What about, says the Yesh Omer, you have to really be finished the meal. Says the Minog, nope. Just bench, even if it's artificial. Says the Taz, ends have gotten Gimel, he says, ridiculous. The Minigo Olam is terrible. It's against the Gemara according to everyone. Don't even sit with people who do this. Why? Because, says Tosos, in Silek Ubirich, you need Silek. Silek means you need to finish Silek and Birich. So you need Silek and Birich. And only Birich is not good enough. Okay, says the Taz. Now the Taz basically thinks the Minigo Olam is stupid. Which, sometimes it happens. Sometimes the Olam is a Goylam. Here it's a little tricky because the Ramah doesn't say the Minig Olam is stupid. He says, Yesh Omer, but the Olam is Makel. Sounds like he's okay with the Minig Olam. So, says the Taz, no, push it. Says, Silik, Birech. Silik, you really finished. Birech, you bench. Tosos is never let you artificially bench. You hear the Svara. What's the Svara of the Minig Olam? The answer is, the Machlokas, what Silik means. What is the object of Silik? Selig what? Exactly. The Taz assumes this is just Machlokas. What? Tosos' word says Tosos. Selig ubirich. What is Selig in Tosos? Again, we don't postulate like this today. We don't postulate like Tosos. We don't even wait an hour. You know, once you're waiting 3 or 6 hours, that stomach you benched a long time ago. Sit at the table for more than 3 or 6 hours. So, that's already kapara sabonis. What does Selig mean? Says the Taz, Selig es atzmo me'achila. You're misalig yourself from eating. Why did the Minig Olam say you can bench artificially? Obviously, they have a different shot than Selig. Selig es hashulchan. It just means you cleared the table. Mrs. Stahl, when they say you can artificially bench, they mean you have to clear the table and artificially bench, which makes sense. You have to clear the table to meet a milk anyway, right? So then machlokas, what Tosas meant by the word silek, silek as asbol, the Taz thinks that's the only pshat, he can't think of another pshat. Therefore, he says, don't even sit with the Rishayim, non-from Jews who follow the men of the Olam. And obviously, maybe he's right, maybe he's wrong, but there's another option. There's another valid option. They're not from, they just have the other pshat of Tosas. They think it means you have to clear the table. Okay. Anyway, lots of talk about the status and significance of clearing the table in halacha, mostly in Or HaChaim, but that's not for now. Last point I want to discuss is there anything else I want to discuss in Sif Aleph? Sorry, give me a second. Sif Aleph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Have to do with Sif Beis and Gimel. Yes. Machlokas Shach and Taz. And this will end. The minute of an hour. What's the Machlokas Shach and Taz? Let's read the Ramah. I'm reading again the Ramah and Aleph carefully. Says the Ramah. V'yesh omrim, the third line of Ramah, or second, the ain't sweet lamb, the sheikh shals, rak miyadim, sila kubirich, mirsamazim. He also said the word sila kubirich. Motal yikinuch v'adacha. If you're going to hold like Tosos and just bench and then wash again, you need kinuch v'adacha. You need to wash and wipe your mouth. V'aminiga, poshub ninos elu lahanta nachrikilas bosar shah achas, v'ochlan acharkak vina. What did he not say, according to the minute of 1 hour? Kinuch v'adacha. Pashim Shah is, right away you need kinuach v'adacha. After an hour, you don't need kinuach v'adacha. Why? Because after an hour, it's not your mouth's not dirty anymore. Your hands aren't dirty anymore. Right? That is what the Shach says is in Katan Zayin, Bantana Shah Sage Fil Velo Kinuach V'adacha. The Taz disagrees and says, at the end of Sikatan Beis, Dabra Pashim, the Mishinot Kulazam, Shah Achash, Shatzar Gamkin, the Kinuach V'adacha. What does the Shach say? The Ramah didn't say kinuach v'adacha for an hour. What does the Taz say? No, as an hour, he was continuing his discussion of the Shita benching, and so he already said, you know, Chadach, and he was relying on that. Halacha, what if you wait an hour? What if you wait 1 hour? If you wait 1 hour, says the Shach, and I think it's more of a joke than personally, but okay, Shach gets the Taz, says no need for Kinoach v'hadacha, says the Taz, nope. You need kinuach v'adacha. Tremendous machlokas achronim. Who's right and who's wrong? 50-50 machlokas all the achronim. Why do we care? We all wait 6 hours anyway, or even the yekkes amongst us wait 3 hours. The Dutch Jews wait an hour is very rare. So why do we care? I think we care. Maybe there could be enough kamina. What if you eat milk an hour ago and now you want to eat meat? Do you still need kinuach v'adacha? After how long do you still need kinuach v'adacha? According to the Taz, maybe you need kinuach v'adacha. After an hour. No, don't be ridiculous. After an hour, why would you need kinuach v'adacha? It seems clear to me the minhag olam is that every hour you don't need kinuach v'adacha. People who eat milk again right away want to eat fleishik, they do kinuach v'adacha. An hour later, no one does kinuach v'adacha. Could be even most of an hour later. People don't do kinuach v'adacha, it seems. Anyway, halach l'maisa, even though it's a big machlokas achronim, at the same number of achronim say like the shach and the taz, seems like we should follow the Shach, who's Pashas in the Ramah, that after an hour you don't need kinuach v'adacha. And Kolskin, an hour after Milchik, which is always more Mekel, you don't need kinuach v'adacha. And I think it's the Minhag Olam. If you already waited since your Milchik, you don't need kinuach v'adacha, only if it's soon afterwards. I mean, it could be you don't need kinuach v'adacha between milk and meat in the first place. Correct, so it's for sure more Mekel. So even according to the Taz, maybe it would be makel between milk and meat. Okay, you're absolutely right. So I think for sure between milk and meat, we should be makel. Even between meat and milk, if you were Dutch, I think the pashtus is to be makel. Okay, we'll have to pick up and continue. Sorry, it took us a long time to get through one sif of Shulchan Aruch, just because very, very new deal, Maisa. We'll have to pick up Mirtz Hashem next time.
Well, we got that double in the Rambam that says that it's about when you start finishing meat when you start eating milk.
Yes. If anyone has Can you punch up the Aruch HaShulchan here? If I recall correctly, the Aruch HaShulchan. Do you have... One second. Do I have...
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, and sorry, I meant to bring it. I have Safaria. How do you use Safaria?
Did I add that?
What?
Did I add
that? Yes.